Boeing says it's disappointed the Air Force rejected its bid for an $80 billion bomber contract in favor of a bid from Northrop Grumman. Scott Hamilton is an aviation industry consultant with Issaquah-based Leeham Company. He says Boeing, Washington State's largest private employer, may consider protesting.
I think it's 100 days they have to review and decide whether or not they're going to protest.
Hamilton says Boeing may have some hard questions coming.
This really puts a lot of pressure on the Boeing defense business. As we all know, the defense budget has been in decline. Boeing has lost a couple of key programs. The defense business now only makes up about 31% of the Boeing company revenue. If they don't protest this and move on, or if they do protest and lose, there are going to be some hard decisions that have to be made by Chicago about the defense business.
Tuesday's announcement marks an important step in the Pentagon's broader plan to modernize the entire nuclear force of missile-toting submarines, land-based intercontinental ballistic missiles, and long-range bombers. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the cost at $348 billion over 10 years. Others have said it could approach $1 trillion over 30 years.